All right, all the children get ready. If you would, we're going to take our children's story tonight. And I want to get a chance to tell the children's story. I look forward to it each Wednesday night when we don't have Awanas. And so I want to encourage you tonight. I've got some little older children tonight, but looking forward to it. And if they're real good, we'll give them a ring pop tonight. We've got people spread out all over the auditorium, a total of 10. So there's a tremendous social distancing here tonight. But I want to tell you a story tonight. Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas have been preaching the gospel. And as they're preaching the gospel, there's this young girl comes up behind them. And she keeps talking to them and really kind of pleading for help. She's demon-possessed. And she has the ability to foretell the future because, you know, Satan is powerful. And so this young girl was reaching out, and Paul finally turned around and said, leave her, Satan, and the demons that are in her. And so the demons left her, and so she's been healed. And the owners, they had owned this girl. They used this girl to make money. And so they got furious at Paul and Silas, and they took them and took them to the authorities and said, these people are teaching things that are not right for us to believe. In other words, that Nero is not a god, that the Roman emperor is not a god, only Jesus is. And so they brought that up and got them where the authorities took them and tied them up and beat them with a cat of nine tails. And so they beat them till they were bloodied. And then they sent them to the dungeon and said, the keeper of the jail said, you put them in the bottom of that jail and you keep them safe. So when he got that, he not only took them to jail, but he took them down to the bottom of it. And the Bible says he put their feet in stocks. So they wrapped their feet in wooden and locked them in. So there's no way they could get out. Plus they were in a jail cell. And so Paul and Silas are there. Their backs are bloodied. And, you know, I think a lot of times we forget the real agony and pain they went through. I mean, they're rejected by society for teaching about Jesus. That he is alive from the dead, and they saw him, but oh, they knew he was alive. They had seen him. They had watched him rise and go to heaven. So they wanted everybody to know that he was alive and well, and that he would save them. They believed with all their heart. So when they grabbed them and put them in prison, well, it was okay because they were real. They knew in their heart that Jesus was alive. So in the middle of the night, and the Bible says at midnight, hey, Paul, let's sing. Silas, what song you want to sing? And so they begin to sing, oh, how I love Jesus. And as they begin to sing, and then they'd stop a minute and they'd pray. And then they'd sing some more. And all of the prisoners heard them. Nobody sings in prison. What's happening to these guys? What's wrong with these guys? Well, even though we're going through a difficult time, when we have the Lord Jesus in our heart, we can always sing. And that's a lesson we can learn from this story. You can always sing. As long as you have Jesus in your heart and you're right with him, doesn't matter what things are going on. Their backs were beaten. They were in stocks. They were in a terrible circumstance. There wasn't much food. They had old musty bread and water. Didn't have much to eat. I mean, I'm telling you, they were in a bad way. And yet, they were so excited to suffer for the Lord. And they just sang and prayed. And God said, you know what? I'm not putting up with this. And he grabs a hold of the earth and he shakes it. And the earth begins to shake. The Bible says there's an earthquake. And all the doors shook open. And then all of a sudden the jailer wakes up from sleep. Now I do know that he was listening before he went to sleep. Because the Bible says he got right up. And he's take the sword. He's going to kill himself. And all of a sudden Paul says, stop. Don't hurt yourself. Do thyself no harm. We're all here. And God didn't allow one of those prisoners to leave, even though the jail cells were open. And so the jailer comes in and falls down before him and says, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Now, how did he know that? It's because Paul and Silas had been witnessing to him. They had been singing the songs of the Lord Jesus. And he knew there was something going on in their lives that he did not have. And so he said, how did he know he could be saved? Because Paul and Silas had talked to him about it. And so whether it was in a song or witnessing, but they knew that he needed to be saved. And when he got before them, he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, you've got to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and him alone. And he believed, I do, and he believed in the Lord. And then he looked at him, and this is an amazing thing. He said, look, would you come home and tell my family about this? It's the greatest story I've ever heard. And so then he takes Paul and Silas home, and the Bible says they treated their wounds and fed them, and the whole family got saved. Now, the story and the lesson we can learn from the story are several, but just a couple. Number one, no matter how bad the circumstances are, and this is for all of us, we can still sing. As long as you're close to the Lord and everything's right between you and the Lord. I think we ought to catch ourselves singing in the shower or singing on the way home. I think we ought to catch ourselves humming or whistling. We ought to catch ourselves because I want you to understand when you have the Lord Jesus and things that are right, you're one step from heaven. It ought to give us great joy to know while we're in this life, we can serve him and one step from heaven, we can worship him when we get there. But number one lesson to learn is don't forget, you can always sing no matter the circumstances. None of us are in those kind of circumstances. I know there are people that have lost jobs, millions of them. But if we have the Lord Jesus, all is not lost. We can still sing. But number two, we always have to maintain our testimony. No matter how bad things are, because somebody's always watching. What would have happened if Paul and Silas would have lost their temper and cursed at everybody and said, I can't believe y'all put me in this prison. We don't deserve to be here. I can't believe what's happened to me. This is so unfair. Philippian jailer had never gotten saved. But they were so under control and so yielded to the Holy Spirit that it got a hold of his heart. And he said, I want what they have. So people are watching when you're going through hard times. So if those of us that have lost our jobs and in our church and different places, I encourage you, maintain a sweet spirit between you and the Lord because he loves you. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I'll take care of you. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us in Hebrews 13. So just remember, no matter how bad things are, the Lord is always there. And so you and I have to remember our testimony. People are watching. So it doesn't matter if it's at work. Doesn't matter if it's at home. We have to maintain our testimony. Because you never know when the Philippian jailer is watching you. Oh, he might not be a jailer. He might be an extra neighbor. He might be a coworker. But the Lord has us in difficult spots for a reason. Now, to remind you of this, God never makes a mistake. So why was it Paul and Silas went to prison that night? God had to get them in trouble, allow them to be in trouble, be sent to that jail before the Philippian jailer would ever hear the gospel. So God uses us in all kinds of ways. We just must remember, always sing. Always realize people are watching, and you never know why God put you in that spot, but for somebody around you, another Philippian jailer. So children, listen well tonight, and thank you for coming, and may the Lord bless you tonight. All right, you can go back to your mom and dad.